This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Let's get to it. Another hour of conversation, DJ V style. I like all of these other radio programs that are on at this time. They all say, well, we've got more news, and we've got more information, and we've got more of this, and we've got more of that. But is it likable, and is it fun? That would be the question I would ask to all of them. Hopefully you are having a good time with us. We are likable, if I do say so myself. Jennifer Horn is especially likable. Kara Schillen, very likable. I'm pretty likable, too. Doug Steffen with the DJV Show. Jennifer gets us started with an item or two from the trending department.
Well, the question is just how divided are we? And, of course, this has been in the focus because of these suspicious packages that have been sent over the last several days and the hot rhetoric on both sides of the aisle in response to it. There's a new survey that has been done by the Associated Press and NORC. That's the NORC Center for Public Affairs.
They did NORC.
NORC.
NORC? Is that like NORC?
NORC from
Jersey?
NORC works for NORC, right.
NORC, okay.
And they did some research. They did a poll, and they talked about political division in the United States. And a newly released survey found that more than 8 in 10 Americans think the country is greatly divided about important values. Just 20% of Americans say they think the country will become less divided over the next few years. 39% think things will get worse, and a strong majority of Americans, 77%, say that they're dissatisfied with the state of politics in the country. Now, this poll was conducted October 11th through 14th, so that's before these suspicious packages and all of the intensification of even this problem. So I imagine those numbers are even higher today. But it's done in the final sprint towards the midterm elections, in which President Trump has been rallying his supporters to turn out to vote in November. However, 59% of Americans disapprove how Trump is handling his job as president. 40% of Americans, according to this poll, actually approve of the president's job. And I think how Americans are viewing the president divides itself along partisan lines. According to this poll, at least 83% of Republicans approve of how Trump is handling his job. 92% of Democrats, 61% of independents say that they do not approve. So I think you can take a couple of lessons from this. Obviously, we know we're divided, and that's something that we need to tackle on both sides of our political aisle. But you can also look to see how the president and the RNC are actually taking this information to put to work to try to turn out the president's base to keep the House and the Senate in a couple of weeks when we all go to vote. And that is that he's going to states where Hillary Clinton didn't win. He's going to states and districts to campaign for members of the House and the Senate and even governors who are in states that are considered to be Trump states. So his job, instead of trying to convert independents or trying to convert Democrats to his way of thinking, is to simply energize his own base to try to win the election.
And is it working? Is there any way? This is a poll. Is there a way of, Sarah, is the only poll going to be when people show up to vote? That'll be the poll that meets,
you know, I think that's the poll that matters,
meets the
obviously.
Road.
Yeah, exactly. But it also is unique. If you study politics just as a sport, and this is without sounding partisan, this is just about studying how this stuff actually plays out. This is safe for the president to do for the midterms, but as soon as, and you know this as well as I do, as soon as we hit November 7th, the day after the midterm elections, it's game on for 2020, which means at that point the president is going to need to appeal to independents. He probably won't be able to convert Democrats, but he's going to need to go after those 61% of independents who aren't happy with the current course of the way things are going. So,
well, you're going to have more focus. I have started talking about this, and this is always, remember when James Carville said, it's the economy, stupid. Mm-hmm. It's all about jobs. It's all about money. It's all about security, employment, that sort of thing. So with the Fed upping the interest rates, housing starts way off in September from where they had been, even in July and August, sales of homes, that kind of thing. There's trouble brewing here if they didn't stop the interest stuff, plus the trade talks, unless they get them normalized or somehow or other rectified, that's going to be a problem. Like Canada, Mexico, pretty much, I think that's all straightened out. Europe straightened out. But the big kahuna is China, and the Chinese are not playing like they usually. They cheat. They're crooks, and they are twisting and turning things around. So let's see where that all goes. But let's
all a really important piece of it. But when it comes to political division, I'm calling a flag on this play. I think that people like being divided. People like being angry. They like having an opposition. I think that Trump didn't cause political division. He's the symptom of us being already politically divided.
That's why he got elected.
And I think anybody who wants to, like, pin this on him being the one to divide us, oh, no, that was already happening.
Those of you who dream for the wonderful days of Obama, it's Obama that got us to Trump. And well, the people around him, the policies that they pursued, he's a nice guy, wonderful, warm, good speaker. But the people around him are daft. And they made ridiculous, stupid decisions about stuff that are pie in the sky reality. Yeah, what else?
I mean, I agree with you. I'm no fan. Believe me, I was frustrated, and people go, well, I'm so frustrated. Trump makes me frustrated. Well, I felt the same way during President Obama, wasn't given voice. But what I'll tell you is that I think Democrats and Republicans did this to themselves. And how many times have we talked about on this program, Doug? I've been sitting here with you for 12 plus years now.
Woo!
And how many times have we talked about this? Your team is the Democrats. Your team is the Republicans, and they play into this. Our elected representatives play into this because while we're playing team sports, they're distracting us and either not being effective or being on the take. It's the biggest distraction tool that has grown out of control, and our symptom, the hot climate right now, is because of all of that or the effects of that.
Well,
so
the effects
I think everybody complains about it, but people stoke the fire every single day.
Well, there's that plus the amount of money that's being spent to support whoever your candidate it may be. I'm talking about big money now. Big money. $982 million has been spent so far just on radio advertising in a couple of different states where there are hot elections. That means that a spot for certain candidates every hour and on these radio stations, there are the spots for these people and the money spent in advertising and it's nuts. And it should be, the more of it is spent, the more corrupt we become. Country's very corrupt. And, you know, we all have long-term goals. I want my family to be happy and healthy and yada, yada, yada. And then there are some people who just look at the now. That's what the politicians are doing. They're only concentrating on today and the next 2 weeks. And then, as you said, after that, it'll be back to who's going to run for president in 2020. And it'll be the same stuff back and forth. What needs to be done right now is for us to look at ourselves in the mirror. You want to fix something, fix yourself. You got a mess to clean up your mess. It's not the other person. Everybody always went, it's his fault. No. Pointing your finger of blame at people doesn't do a damn thing. It's taking responsibility and fixing the problem. There's a sign in my office, fix the problem, not the blame.
Mm-hmm.
So it isn't Trump who's to blame. It wasn't even Obama who was to blame, if you will, or any of these people. They're symptoms, they're symbols of what's going on that's much more deeply rooted at the core of who we are. We've had it really good for a really long time, and now some of that stuff is coming back to bite us in the butt. Some of the decisions we made, giveaway programs, things that now cost us billions and trillions of dollars, you can't keep doing that stuff. And yet, we got to cut that program. It's too important. Okay. Well, let's keep building up the bill and see where that gets us. It's 15 past the hour here on the DJV program.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here are today's automotive news headlines. I'm Nick Miles. It has arrived. The Rolls-Royce of SUVs is here. The new Cullinan, named for the biggest diamond ever discovered. This is the first SUV from the company. We drove it off-road on a mountain in Wyoming without any problems. Even when it started snowing, the Cullinan handled the tundra like a champ. In the rear, the Cullinan has pop-out seating with a table so you can drink champagne from the onboard refrigerator while watching the sunset. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com.
It's not that that often that a vehicle can truly awaken your senses, but the 2018 Alfa Romeo Giulia does just that. Crafted to provide a truly unique driving experience, desire knows no limits. Learn more by visiting alfaromeousa.com.
Trade Pros. Ferguson's proud to be a part in what you do, and it's our aim to be the easiest one of your long day on the job. With over 1,000 one-stop shop counter locations, expert associates, and an unmatched selection of go-to and hard-to-find OEM repair products, you can depend on us to do our part every day. And Ferguson's one-hour will call, same-day, next-day delivery, and online ordering and inventory management solutions are making things simpler for those that work the hardest. Visit Ferguson.com and find a counter location near you.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your short list fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Did you know chronic hepatitis C can cause liver damage and lead to liver failure? In fact, it's the number one cause of liver transplants and the leading cause of liver cancer. Hi, I'm Senator Nancy Todd from Colorado and board chair of Women in Government. And I'd like to recognize this October as Liver Awareness Month. Today, there are options available to help treat hepatitis C. If you think you have hepatitis C, visit a doctor to get tested and keep your liver healthy. For more, visit womeningovernment.org.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Tingling all the way to the weekend. Let's see here, and through the weekend and beyond. For the holiday season, Wayfair has an announcement. Do you use Wayfair, either of the two of you? Jennifer, Kara?
Wayfair, you've got just what I need. No, but I know their jingle by heart. Come on.
Mm-hmm. Mostly an online company, right? Isn't that where Wayfair has come from? Mostly people use it and buy things online. It's a home furnishings outfit. I think they're British, as a matter of fact. Do you ever go online and buy anything from Wayfair, Kara?
I don't know if I've ever actually bought anything. I was looking for a mirror earlier this year, and so I checked on Wayfair, but I did not buy anything. But yeah,
I think Victoria was looking at it, wasn't she?
Yeah, she was when she was buying like everything, rugs and mirrors and shelves and all that stuff. Yeah, I think she got some stuff from Wayfair.
So, sign of the times. Wayfair announced this week they were launching two stores for the holidays to see how it goes. So this is back to now, you know, everybody's worried about losing brick and mortar stores to what's online. Well, Wayfair has decided to buck the trend and they're opening. I know it's because they're opening one of the stores in the Natick Mall, which is the next town for me here, opening another one, excuse me, in a plaza down in Paramus, New Jersey, which isn't far from Victoria.
Yeah, you know, I saw the same story the other day. Sorry, about similar things.
Okay.
All these stores that you thought were online only, like Warby Parker, that's a glasses store. That's where my glasses are from. That's where a ton of young people buy stuff. They're opening brick-and-mortar stores. There's like three different ones in D.C. Right. So all of these companies that never thought they would open stores, they're all opening them now, which is really interesting.
Tells you something.
Yeah.
About what people's preferences are. They may want to... I think there are more and more people who are getting tired of ordering things, and when they come, they aren't what they thought they were going to be. They put them, have to box them up and send them back again. It takes time, so you're not really saving any time by buying... you know, the convenience factor kind of gets blown when you have stuff that you get that isn't what looks like on the picture. So, good luck to Wayfair. I hope that that trend continues, frankly. 21 after the hour on the DJV program.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Another hit for being the man.
Got to go where the love.
76, 77, what is he, 78 now? Van the Man releasing a new song, and it sounds so Van Morrison-esque. Gotta go where the love is. Crank this up. I've not heard this before, but I like it out of the box, Kara.
Save myself, save the other. Right now, run.
This guy's something else, man.
Trying to start another dream.
Upcoming album on December 7th, this is out. Gotta Go Where the Love is one of six new tracks appearing on The Prophet Speaks. Rest of the record comprises reinterpretations of tunes like Sam Cooke's Laughing and Clowning. He loves John Lee Hooker, and he's got another one of his songs called Dimples. Loves Solomon Burke. Got to Get You Off My Mind. He's doing an interpretation. Willie Dixon, I Love the Life I Live. All in The Prophet Speaks. All these people are his faves. He loves them. Matter of fact, he's toured with most of them. This is the 40th studio album for Morrison. Second one coming out this year. The first one was You're Driving Me Crazy, came out in April. Van has a pair of shows in Oakland scheduled for this November. Next year, he'll perform 5 gigs at the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace in Vegas. What about a residency for him? What do you think? This is kind of a mini residency, in a manner of speaking.
He could fill up a demo. Would you like it?
I'd go. Yeah, I would go. Yeah. I'm thinking about what I'm going to do this winter. A side of me wants to do a lot of traveling. I just want to go places and do things that I don't normally get a chance to do.
You should. You never say you want to travel. You should do.
No, I just, yeah. Right, that bring me back to, like, L.A. for the weekends with Miles and the kids. But, you know, do the program from the road here and there. Just kind of go around and take my little pal, Daisy May, with me. And I'm thinking about doing it. We'll see. I'd spend time in Las Vegas, go to the shows there. Absolutely. All right, next up, musically speaking, on the DJV show with Jennifer and Kara and me, 26 past the hour, Idina Menzel and Josh Groban have unveiled a duet supposed to benefit refugee services. They've got great chemistry, don't they? Very good friends. Piano ballad here, Lullaby, as a result of that, from the collaborative album Singing You Home. It's a bilingual children's album focused on benefiting organizations that aid families separated at the border. Project headed by Laura Benatti. We were talking about her, I think, earlier this past week. Support from a lot of Broadway heavyweights. Lin-Manuel Miranda, Kristen Chenoweth, Ingrid Michaelson, among the many contributors. The album features an array of children's music, including a few traditional Spanish songs. The compilation is out now. Proceeds going to Races and Astep. Groban is currently on his Bridges tour, which has him visiting arenas all across the country with Idina Menzel as his special guest. Tour still has tickets available. Wraps up the 18th of next month at Madison Square Garden. Listen to this. This is a very sweet song. Listen to this.
Oh, yeah. Really?
How old is Josh Groban? I don't know that much about him.
I think he's a little bit younger. Yeah, maybe 30s, maybe early 40s. Yeah.
Really? Okay. Nice. Nice effort. Good job. Nice song. All right, let's get to Ariana Grande, who has announced this week a new tour called the Sweetener World Tour. Presale for American Express card members starts the first of November, which is next Thursday, 10 o'clock local time. Sweetener started at number one on the Billboard chart in August, third chart leader for Ariana Grande. Fans concerned that she would postpone her tour as she recently openly discussed her battles with anxiety because of the Manchester Arena bombing. Also coping with a breakup with her fiancé, Pete Davidson. That's been all over the gossip columns, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah. It's all anybody has talked about for months.
Really?
Well, not everybody.
Well, yes. It's kind of silly, but...
It's been on. Yeah, it is kind of silly. But anyway, good luck, and hopefully her tour does well, and she does well, and she's okay and healthy mentally and physically. 28 after the hour on the DJV show.
If you haven't heard much about the MIND diet, that's M-I-N-D, you will. I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. B on Call. Alzheimer's and dementia develop years before it becomes evident, so early intervention is key. Antioxidants, coffee, cocoa, exercise, restful sleep. The list of potential preventive measures is long. Current wisdom suggests nutrition plays a major role in forestalling disease. So now comes along the MIND diet. According to a new study, this diet could slash risk by up to 50%, even when adhered to moderately. The diet highlights whole grains, vegetables, nuts, beans, poultry, and fish. It limits saturated fats and processed and fried foods. The MIND diet is actually a blending of other nutritional plans, including the better-known Mediterranean diet. More research is needed, but one thing is for certain. Your brain will love getting some peace of mind. The diet, that is.
You can spend this fall hauling bags of leaves to the curb or hauling. Hurry in to your local Dodge dealership for great deals on Dodge Charger with 292 horsepower and 30 mpg highway. Dodge Challenger, the most affordable V8 in its class. And Dodge Durango. This fall, get great deals at your local Dodge dealership. EPA estimated MPG. Actual results may vary based on Ward's Middle Specialty segment. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Trade Pros. Ferguson's proud to be a part in what you do, and it's our aim to be the easiest one of your long day on the job. With over 1,000 one-stop shop counter locations, expert associates, and an unmatched selection of go-to and hard-to-find OEM repair products, you can depend on us to do our part every day. And Ferguson's one-hour will call, same-day, next-day delivery, and online ordering and inventory management solutions are making things simpler for those that work the hardest. Visit Ferguson.com and find a counter location.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump forcefully condemned anti-Semitism and mourned the victims of a mass shooting at a synagogue in Pittsburgh. He has ordered flags at federal buildings throughout the United States to be flown at half-staff. Shock and sorrow in the wake of the Saturday tragedy when a gunman murdered 11 people and wounded 6 others before being captured. Pittsburgh Mayor Bill Peduto.
We shouldn't be trying to find ways to minimize the dangers that occur from irrational behavior. We should be working to eliminate irrational behavior in the empowerment of people who would seek to cause this type of carnage.
Robert Bauer, the man arrested in the shooting, appears to have made anti-Semitic posts on social media. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC Tax Program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC Tax Program. Once you are accepted into the CNC Tax Program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
For P150, P150 GA, P150 NY, P150 OK, P150 TN, C250 A, C250 E, C250 Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Welcome to the Field of Dreams, in a manner of speaking. How do you do? I'm Dreamer Doug with Dreamer Jennifer and Dreamer Kara here to bring you dreamy information and conversation on the DJV show. How do you do? If you need health advice, by the way, you got to check out our new DJV Health News site, djvhealthnews.com. All kinds of health advice questions that can be answered there. Check it out. It's djvhealthnews.com. All right, that's their public service for you on behalf of all of us and for all of you. Jennifer Horn is here. Kara is here. Victoria is out ill. Hopefully she will be better. Some people in the news. Megyn Kelly, people talking about her because she's out at NBC. We had speculated a few days ago, I think, but now her lawyers are negotiating the terms with NBC News people for her departure. She will not be back on. I think we had said that before, but she's just in there with speculation she'd remain. But that's not happening.
They've been looking to get rid of her for a while, actually, because it wasn't working out. This was probably the gift that she hand-delivered NBC to get out of the agreement, but she's trying to collect $60 million from them. And because her contract is a three-year solid contract, and she's making about $17 million a year. I don't know if there's a cut clause or not, but she does want something interesting. She says that NBC, and I think Andrew Lack is his name, the guy that runs NBC News.
Yes, yes.
Is that they've been after her because of comments she made about Matt Lauer. Apparently Matt Lauer, this is according to her anyway, is extremely popular at NBC still. The staffers love him. They feel bad that he's gone. They like him. And she was very critical of him on the air, saying she knew what was going on behind the scenes with him and, you know, that kind of deal. And people since that time have kind of taken the hit out on her because they didn't like that she said that, including Andrew Lack, who said, you kind of called me out by saying we didn't deal with this quick enough and that we made this part of the NBC culture. And so there's been no love loss, I guess, between not only the staffers at NBC but upper management, allegedly over Matt Lauer. So she wants Ronan Farrow to be, and her lawyer was asking for Ronan Farrow to be in their meeting where they discuss whatever the settlement's going to be, because Ronan Farrow's doing a big expose on just how NBC and CBS News have allowed this to be part of their culture. And so she requested that Ronan Farrow actually be a part of this meeting. They declined, but I thought that was an interesting piece to this.
There are a lot of interesting pieces to this. The fact that all this stuff has been aired, the dirty laundry on the air, this would never have happened a few years ago. But now everybody thinks that they have the right, and this is all part of this sort of controversial thing with commentary. We got to talk about everything. This would never have ever been done in the era of Walter Cronkite, even if it had been going on. So Megyn Kelly takes a shot on the air at Matt Lauer. And now Al Roker has taken a pretty huge shot at her because of the... And this is on the air, on the Today Show. Al Roker says that the apology was insufficient. She said he said on the air she owes a bigger apology to folks of color around the country because this is a history going back to the 1830s, minstrel shows and that kind of thing. To demean and denigrate a race is not right. So this stuff would never have happened a few years ago. But now it's all out there. Everybody's talking about it. She's gonzo. And she'll have a hard time getting another job. But if she gets...
The rumor is she wants to go back to Fox News. But I don't believe that she's going to be able to go back to Fox News because...
This stench will follow her like it does other people.
But she already had stench on her. The people that watch Fox News did not like the way Megyn Kelly handled herself during the debate with Donald Trump. They didn't like the way she became kind of a gotcha person, I guess. And so she's not real popular with the Fox crowd, which I don't think NBC knew. NBC thought that they could bring in some of the Fox News audience with Megyn Kelly. They didn't. That's why her ratings suffered.
But they paid her so much money. How did they?
So she's too conservative for NBC and too liberal for Fox News.
Fox.
And that's, so she's in trouble.
CNN?
I don't know where she goes.
MSNBC?
She will not go to CNN. Nope.
Nah.
Well, she's already at MSNBC.
That's right. It's an NBC outfit, yeah. All right. See you later, Megan. Too bad that you dug your own hole. I don't hold a grudge. I just think that it's a very good lesson. This is a fabulous lesson for everybody in all fields. Don't overplay your part. That's basically the bottom line. It happens in business. It happens in personal relationships. You got to know the audience. You got to know who you're working with. You got to know who the boss is. You got to understand your place. And that's it. And I don't mean not to rock the boat. I'm the world's number one boat rocker. That's why I'm working for myself in my own company, because I wouldn't put up with the nonsense that comes with having to work in a big media environment. Did I like working for ABC? Did I like working for CBS? Yeah. But was it a pleasant environment? No. And so this became, being on the air in stations that belonged to ABC or CBS was fun, fabulous, it was cool, it was a wonderful experience. But the nonsense, the morons that run these companies and the way they get at you, I had one, at KVC, I had one too many meetings with the boss. And I liked the people. I mean, in essence, Bob was my boss there, and he and I loved each other for 45, 50 years. We've known each other since 1968. What's that? 50? That's 50 years, right? We've known each other and been friends for 50 years. We are. And we're still hanging around together. So, but he wasn't that. He was always, people loved working for him because he was smart. First of all, he understood the radio business, the talk business. He'd had fabulous people working for him. He discovered some of the greatest talk talent there was beside me. And I laugh about that. But Alan Berg, who is probably one of the most talked about talk people in the history of talk radio, Bob Brown of KOB in Denver, which is where ultimately he saw his demise, because he was tough on the air, man, and he paid for it with his life. I'm digressing a little bit, but it's tough working in these environments.
No.
And, what, digressing?
No.
We're talking about Megyn Kelly, as I recall.
What? I was wondering where this all started.
You know me. I go here and I go there. All right. Google has a problem, and this past week they fired 48 employees for sexual harassment. And they've departed without a severance package. You're fired, clean out your desk, and get out. I thought that was kind of interesting. Haven't they been accused of having a culture there? Those two guys at the top are kind of perverted in a way. Is that am I at the right company, I think, aren't I? Isn't it Google?
I don't know.
Those two guys, Sergey and Bluze, or whatever the hell his name is. Those two guys, yeah.
That I don't know. Maybe Kara knows about that.
Kara.
Yeah, I don't know all the details. There was a story that came out this week. I think the guy who created Android, that operating system, had been accused of something, and I think Google went out of their way to try and protect him. I didn't read the story. I don't know all about it, but I think Google has tried to combat rumors that they have a culture of that, but I think they're suffering from the same problem that, like, every other big company is suffering from.
Yep, right. All right, let's see here. A couple of other people in the news. Jamal Khashoggi, who is the son of whoever it was. What was the other guy's name? Is this Jamal Khashoggi Jr.? I'm not sure.
I don't know. He's the guy that got... He's the journalist who got... Right. Allegedly chopped up by this office.
Literally and figuratively. So he had been banned from trial. His name is Salah Khashoggi. So it'll be interesting to see what he has to say once he gets here and gets settled in about all of this. Julie Swetnick, remember her?
Sure.
She was the one who made claims against Brett Kavanaugh. Apparently they were false, or at least that's what the Justice Department has been told by Chuck Grassley, who is the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee. So he's asked the Justice Department to investigate her. Wow. He referred Swetnick and her lawyer, Avenatti, to the Justice Department because they provided false statements to Congress. Whew. That'll be interesting to see how that shakes out.
I know.
Huh? What do you think
he's
of that?
He's had a really bad. He's had a really bad couple of weeks.
He
lost his
grandstanding, four flushing phony.
He lost his office space because I guess he screwed over some of his other partners in the legal business, and then he also had to pay the legal fees to the tune of like $4 million for some other lawsuit that he was involved in. Now it seems that this is a fake claim, which I think he lost favor with Democrats who really liked him because he was such a vocal critic of Trump.
Avenatti.
A lot of people thought that when he brought in Julie Swetnick to the Judge Kavanaugh thing, that people realized that that story was kind of stinky and it smelled funny, and it almost took away the credibility of Dr. Christine Ford because it seemed like it was a pile-on. And so a lot of Democrats are upset with him, too. Yeah. He wanted to run for president. Maybe he still will.
What, Avenatti, I know.
Nice, healthy ego, so maybe.
He conspired, according to the charges, to provide false statements during Kavanaugh's confirmation. We'll see how that shakes out. 45 after the hour here on the DJV show.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, I got the brush off again. I don't get it. Is there something wrong with the way I wave? Elbow wrist. Why won't that little basset hound acknowledge me? I'm friendly. I give everyone peace of mind when I protect their homes through Progressive. He should be jumping for joy when I walk by.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
Maybe it's me. No, it's him.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love,
It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Jim Pee-wee Martin of G Company in the 101st Airborne Division speaks about what it was like during World War II defending people's freedoms he didn't know and in a place he couldn't even pronounce.
I saw a little sign said Bastogne. That's how ignorant we were. We didn't even know how to pronounce the name, didn't know what country it was.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really neutralize cancer-causing free radicals? I'll be right back to give you the answer. Antioxidants do neutralize free radicals and convert them into harmless substances that can be eliminated. The body has a natural supply, but many foods are powerful antioxidants. Foods like oranges, blueberries, strawberries, grapes, spinach, kale, yes, that broccoli, tea, tomatoes, and Brussels sprouts all have natural antioxidants as well as vitamin A, C, E, and beta carotene, cozine, Q10, zinc, magnesium, and selenium, which is found in garlic. Well-known medical institutions like Harvard and the University of California, Johns Hopkins, Stanford all say these can make a very big difference and reverse the effects of aging. That's a powerful message, ladies and gentlemen, and the choice is yours. For more information, go to our website, americashealthcareadvocate.com, americashealthcareadvocate.com.
My dad is a proud doer, always building, repairing, or maintaining something. He relies on Craftsman tools, and I do the same. Today, Craftsman mechanics tools, metal storage, and lighting are available from your favorite retailers. But that's only the beginning. A full line of retooled and refined products are on the way. Find your favorite store at craftsman.com, and stay tuned for more big news from this trusted American brand.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so a postscript on the discussion about Mr. Avenatti, who apparently wants to run for the presidency. He says that the best prospects they have is to elect a white guy. That'll go well.
I know. Isn't that crazy?
Good for him. Congratulations, sir. How big is your foot and how big is your mouth? Virginia. Problem with clergy. So there's a new clergy abuse hotline there. The ongoing investigation, the probe into the Catholic diocese there, whether they covered up allegations of clerical sexual abuse. The Attorney General there, Mark Herring, says there is an ongoing investigation into the issue. 24/7 hotline website for reporting this kind of abuse. The move comes after the Pennsylvania grand jury released the outline of all this abuse by 300 priests. So now the state of Virginia is looking into it as well. Federal government's getting involved. A dozen other states opening similar investigations in the last couple of weeks into the church's handling of abuse complaints. This is not going away. If anything, it's getting bigger since the spotlight in Boston on Catholic leaders. The Pope has talked about preventing clerical sexual abuse, but not done. He's kind of stumbled and falling on this. It's tough because of the culture there, I suppose. But a lot of stuff going on there. 10 before the hour.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
To the next issue here on the DJV program. This is the time of year when people are trying to figure out whether they should stay with their carrier or they should change carriers. There are a lot of changes to Medicare and Medicaid. So we've invited the administrator for the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services, Seema Verma, to join us to talk about this situation. I don't know whether situation is the right word. I'm not sure what the right word is, Seema, as to what is going on. I have never understood why there is a limited time for us to change policies, but that may be secondary to the proposal that Medicare pay for certain prescription drugs based on the prices paid in other industrial countries. Is it true that we in America pay more for drugs than any place else in the world?
That is absolutely true. And yesterday, we released a report that compared prices for the most costly physician-administered drugs that are covered and paid for by Medicare Part B. And that's a part of the program. These are physician-administered drugs or drugs that, you know, you're taking when you see the doctor. So not at the pharmacy counter, but in your doctor's office. And what we found is that, on average, the United States is paying 180% more, and in some cases more than 400% more than the international average.
How is it that how do they get away with this, I guess, is the question, because they can maybe is the answer, but how is it that here where they make the drugs, we pay more than anybody else does? How does that happen?
Well, and that's some of the issues within the Medicare program. So the way that Medicare is set up in our Part B program is we are essentially a price taker. They can set any price that they want, and we pay that, and then we pay an additional 6% to physicians to administer the drug. So we have been essentially price takers. And because of that, we've seen prices go up and up. I can tell you this year I'm seeing drugs that are $500,000 price tags because there's no need for pharma to pass on any discounts. And we don't have that in our Part D program. We have negotiation going on with our Part D plans that do a great job of getting us good deals. And in that part of the program, we're seeing discounts being provided 20, 30%. But in the Part B program with these physician-administered drugs, we're not seeing any discounts. And the worst part about it is we are seeing that discounts are being provided to other developed countries. So Americans are paying more. We are shouldering the burden of innovation and research for the entire world. I think what the president's saying is that it's time to put Americans' patients first. It's time to put our taxpayers first, and this isn't fair. And so what we've gone forward with is a proposal to essentially phase in some of those lower international prices. And so over a five-year period, we would lower costs by 30%. And that would save our taxpayers $17.2 billion. It would save America's seniors and our beneficiaries in Medicare $3.4 billion. So they're going to start paying less. And then we're also going to make some changes to how we pay physicians. We want to stop paying them, you know, in terms of a percentage of the cost of the drug, because that essentially just incentivizes higher cost drugs so the doctor gets paid more. We essentially just want to keep them whole but pay them a flat fee instead of tying their reimbursement to the cost of the drug. So we're going to keep doctors whole. We're going to make sure that we continue access. There should be absolutely no impact on access to medications.
You said that some people pay $1 million. Are you talking about an individual dose of some drug that costs $1 million?
That's exactly it. We are seeing price tags that are approaching $1 million. We had one that's $850,000.
For what? What kind of treatment is costing that kind of dough?
Sometimes gene therapies. So the types of new treatments that we're seeing are usually gene therapies, and these have very, very high price tags. And so if we look at the Medicare program, I mean, the president's been very clear about his commitment to the Medicare program and strengthening the program, and we're trying to address some of the perverse incentives within the Medicare program. So while some people are saying, we just want to expand Medicare for everyone, we know that that's very problematic because there are problems within the Medicare program, and what we need to do is strengthen the Medicare program and fix some of these issues. And that's what the president's proposal is all about.
Pretty outrageous when you get down to the bottom line that everybody else pays less because they're better at negotiating or whatever. It's very disrespectful, I think, on the part of the drugs. And it's a good thing that this has been looked at and that there is action there. Thank you. Seema Verma, who is the administrator for the Center for Medicaid and Medicare and Medicaid Services, talking about what's been done to lower your cost when it comes to buying drugs, having drugs. Good God, who knew that there was this kind of conniving stuff going on there? Thank you, Seema, for being here on the DJV program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.